我当了妹妹的妹妹就拥抱当日在老婆子也就把这把这把那么三姐三把的对象对不对大气给他没去年就年底时也得为该去云天的就是为的就往年就往的老婆子经过呗对呀老婆你这行到中岁妹妹我们不能来嘛都老都别是年纪准备一下那些没什么老婆子就别是拿这些就那些老婆子就跟这种老婆子也跟这些那边对象当你们把原来跟沙发去吧也没定的三把去 So, good evening to everyone. Resident teacher, our resident teacher, Geshe-la, and all the sanghas here, and all the center members, organizers, and all the rest, my brothers and sisters. I would like thank very much for the center for arranging this occasion. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about. I think I'm going to mumble something. I'm going to mumble some words. I'm not sure which words, English or Nepali words, or not sure which language was my own language. Anyway, so for organizing this, this talk and so then all the rest. Came here. I would like to thank and happy to meet all of you. We can see how much the world is suffering. Each individual living being, you see. How much it is suffering, how much problem, one each individual person has. We can see globally, how the world is suffering so much. we see, we hear, continuously, 24 hours. 24 hours, we see them. We see how much it is suffering. So, seeing others, seeing the how much the world is suffering, and is seeing, others. Even one individual person or one insect is suffering. That, you see, that itself became pursue, a request or pursue to oneself, to you, to oneself, to change our life, to change, one's own mind. It is seeing others suffering. That itself is a request or pursue to oneself. You see, that, to be out, they need your help. They need your help. So, with our confused mind, with our deluded mind, hallucinated mind, can't help. You see, we make others confused. liberating others, liberating the world, liberating the individual, living being from hallucination, from his physical, mental sufferings. oneself not free from suffering and confused mind, with all the, you know, deluded mind, obscured mind. with self-centered mind, especially, becomes a great, that attitude is the greatest obstacle to benefit others, you see, to serve others sincerely, you know, from heart to heart. So with all this, you see, confused mind or the troubling mind, with all this troubling mind or the obscure mind, you see, so you see, it blocks to you see, to have capacity to help others, and to have to develop wisdom to knowing the right method, you know, to help others, you know, to free others from problems and cause of the problems, you see. And because these selfish thoughts and this, all these, you know, anger, ignorance, attachment, so forth, all these obscuring with their function, you see. What they do is they're obscuring, instead of clearing the mind, obscuring, instead of making the mind instead of realizing, opposite is realizing, obscuring, you know. Instead of realizing it which affects the mind, obscuring. And so then you see makes it difficult to develop compassion to others, you see. So what we see in our daily life, how much world is suffering, the situation of the world, and a sentient being, a person or insect or whatever, you see, so much problem and having sufferings. Even there's no physical problems, but there's so much mental, confusion, so much problems, you know, so much disturbing negative emotional thoughts, you see, so many things. Makes that being constantly to suffer with all these hallucinations, you see. So that itself, you see, unbelievable reason, you know, just around you, itself, you know, purpose why we need to meditate. Purpose why we need to practice Dharma. Why we need to change our life. Why we need to change our, you see, the need, you know, incredible emergency need to a better life, you know, as his Holiness often says, genuine or whatever, you see, good heart. Need to generate and develop and complete. So we need to develop wisdom and compassion, continue and complete. So it's not only a question of your own happiness, to provide or to achieve happiness for oneself. It's not, we're not talking about that. Here, to see, talking about, you know, helping others, helping the world, helping the numberless other living beings who are suffering, who are, you know, who want happiness but devoid of happiness, who do not like suffer but constantly suffer. So, to, you see, as we have every one of us has a Buddha nature, or you see, the very nature of our mind is a pure in the sense, is not one with the defilements, not one with the ignorance, so we can be fully enlightened. You see, and because it's not oneness with anger, so you see, liberate, so as well as desires, mind desire, so can definitely achieve. Because of that, definitely, you see, can have realization path, can overcome these problems, can achieve ultimate liberation, ultimate happiness, you know, and not only one can achieve all these. You see, the peerless happiness, full enlightenment, cessation of all the mistakes of mind, and completion of all the realizations, not all that. So because all of us has this, nature of the mind, that which is pure, understand, see, by all these obscuring thoughts, you know, disturbing thoughts. So that gives that nature, that enlightened, the potential of the Buddha nature have this. This gives us great hope. Because of this, we have all the hopes in our life that to be able to overcome all the sufferings, you know, all the problems, because and the cause of the problem, that which is these delusions and the action which is called karma. So that we can overcome this. So therefore, all these whatever problem we have in our each of us individual lives, even the including the defilement, all these are temporary, not everlasting. It's all this temporary because you can be free from this. And this potential to be perfect guide, you see, to become perfect being, fully enlightened being, you see, with all the qualities, power to benefit others, to liberate the numberless other living beings from the, you see, from the oceans of this, the sufferings. You know, including the cause, disturbing the negative emotional thoughts and the action karma. Of course, everyone has that potential. Even the mosquitoes or even the tiniest insects that you can see only through microscope. Even they have all this potential, but they don't have human body. So human body, which can function as a capacity to be able to communicate, to be able to understand the meaning of the words. They don't have. So even they have this potential to be fully liberated, fully enlightened, but at the moment can't do anything with that body. But, you see, us as a human being, having this body, this incredible, precious human body, by having that, what you can do with this, benefit others, help yourself, and, you see, liberate the world, you know, benefit numberless living beings, you know. It's a limitless skies of happiness, peace you can cause to others, the numberless other living beings. That's unbelievable, you know, what you can do. Not only you have this Buddha nature or this, pure nature, the potential to, you see, to be free from all the sufferings and cause of the suffering, you see. Not all that. This time, by having this precious, this human body, so easy to develop compassion, so easy to develop compassion, can benefit others. You see, so easy to develop wisdom, so one is capable, because with wisdom, able to help others. See, so normally I say that, that I use this example. For example, if you see like turtles or the a pig or the, even the that animal that close that lives close to a human being. cat, dog, or horse, or pig, however, or crocodile. I'm not sure crocodile lives close to a human being, I'm not sure. But anyway, crocodile. Anyway, the mosquito, tiny insects. That you see, if you explain them, cause of happiness is virtue, or explain them, see, what is the virtue? The action which result only happiness. Even, you know, just that, the very essence. action is a result, only happiness, motivated by non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment. You see, that is the virtue. That is the cause of that action is the cause of happiness. So he explained this, you know, either the cause of happiness, virtue, or the action which results only happiness, motivated by non-anger, non-attachment, non-ignorance, you see. even if you explain them for not only hundreds of years, but if you explain them for hundreds of eons, hundreds of eons. Even you explain them, you see, every day, you know, 24 hours, every day, hundreds of eons, how you are, the American word, English way. Anyway, so if you explain them, you see, for hundreds of eons, they wouldn't understand, they cannot understand at all. You see, definition, what's the cause of happiness, and what is the virtue. No way they can understand that with that body. But you see, if somebody explains to us, and if you pay attention to that, you see, you understood within a few seconds. It doesn't take even 1 minute. It's within a few seconds. You learned. You see, able to learn this. Within a few seconds. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this? Within a few seconds, which they cannot learn for eons, you see, even expand. But by having this human body, having this human body, we're able to learn this within, you see, a few seconds. So, therefore, you can see that this human body, how unbelievable precious it is that we have, at this time. How precious it is. How incredible precious, you know, valuable it is. So therefore, people who are thinking commit suicide, when you encounter a small problem, a relationship problem, and your problem, say you the one person's problem, you the one person's problem, but the, you know, but even that is nothing cut, you know, body missing, cut, not like that, but just mental problem, just concept, you know, your life suffering is just, because your mind labeled negative to the situation. Your mind labeled negative, put a negative label, how the person treated you, the way the person think of you, and the way the person think of you, behave towards you, the one's mind put a negative label, but if you put a positive label, you have no problem. You know, you have peace and happiness, you have no problem at all. But because you have put a negative label, this is bad. So then it appears bad, you believe bad, you see bad. So that's it. Now here you see problem in your life. Now here you see problem in your life. You see. With negative thought, you find problem in the life. With anger, you find problem in the life. With anger, you find enemy in your life. With anger, you find enemy in your life. When the anger is gone, you see, you don't find enemy. That person is no longer enemy. That person is no longer enemy when the anger is gone. you have no enemy when you don't have anger. Only when you have anger, you have enemy in your life. You see, so it's all to do with your concept. It's all in your mind. This is in your mind. I don't know what I can say, everything is in your mind, but here I can say, it is in your mind. This relationship problem is in your mind. Yes, I want to say this way. Maybe not every situation, but here, yes. Yes, it's in your mind, yes. Depending on what you label, you know, what your mind label, you see. so like that, so just simply your mind put a negative label instead of putting a positive label, so then you believed in that, then you believed in your label, you see. Label that you put, you believed. Not only that your mind put negative label, but you see, along with that, you see, believe from your side, believe into that. So that's what creates, I think just the mirror. if you don't believe, after you put negative label in a bed, and if you don't believe in that, I don't think sleep becomes really a problem. But the minute you believe in that, then it becomes a problem. Then you see problem in your life. So, I don't know where I went. I think I went somewhere. Now disappeared. Now I'm disappeared. So. Went around and they disappeared. anyway, doesn't matter. So, total lost. So, as I was mentioned before, you can see how this human body is unbelievably precious. You see, you learn this. You learn this. What is the cause of happiness, and definition of virtue? You know, within few seconds. So that shows how it is so easy with this precious, with this human body, that we have now, at this time. At this time, you know, this human body that we have at this time, how it is really during this duration, so during this duration that we have this precious human body. So you can see now, by using that as an example, how it's so easy, you know, as I mentioned before, to learn. You see, to learn all the rest of the spiritual path, all the rest of the path, to remove all the suffering and the causes, all these defilements. So much intelligence it has. that this human body gives also opportunity, it has capacity, you know. The whole path through, the complete path through, total liberation, and the great liberation, the full enlightenment, the peerless happiness. And you see, so easy to learn, so fast, so easy to learn, and like that, and then able to, you see, practice. On those with those other living beings with a body, they can't practice. No way, as I mentioned before, no way to be able to learn, even it's explained continuously for eons. You see, no, so then, of course, how they're going to practice without understanding? No way. How can have realization in development of, how they can develop their mind? Develop compassion, wisdom, develop in the mind, in the complete spiritual path. Complete spiritual path, path liberation to full enlightenment. How they can? No way. You see. Only now I remembered. Because I started with the people who are thinking commit suicide, you know. With a small problem, face some difficulties in their life, you know, some relationship or something. One person thinks something different to you, different way to you, then, you see, it becomes a huge, different way of thinking towards you. Then, one put negative label, then they become, believing that, they become mountains of problems. It becomes mountains of problems in the life, pressing down, you see, that suffocated. Then you make yourself suffocated life, with your concept, with your negative concept, then make your life suffocated. Suffocated, even can't move, you know, kind of difficult to move, even like that, even difficult to breathe, kind of like that, you see, made life very suffocated. So, you see, which is clearly came from your own mind, you see, to with your concept, which is not positive, but negative concept, you know. such that idea, such that thought arising, while you have such this incredible, unbelievable human body, so precious, you can accomplish so much. You can accomplish so much, you know, if you knew how to do, if you knew, see, the method, the path, you know, how much you can do, how you see you can develop while you have this human body, and and that this with this human body, you can cause others, numberless other living beings, so many other living beings. You know, you can cause comfort, happiness this life. See, so much, you see, happiness this life. You can cause so many living beings, human beings, non-human beings, so much what you can do, and that makes your life able to do that, able to offer that service, makes your life so satisfied, so happy, so satisfied, you know, so fulfilling. Even you are able to offer only temporary happiness, only this life happiness, even such short-term happiness, even just you're able to offer so many other living beings, including family members, human beings, animals, and other living beings who are around you, starting from there. Not only that, then one is so that's great. Sincerely, you know, to be able to offer happiness to others. So what great joy there is in the life than that. day and night, all the time, to attend to this. You see, focus your life on this and attend this. There is no greater joy than that. Then, you see, with this human body, you know, one can cause now even longer happiness to others, more important happiness to others, you know, happiness of all the coming, happiness of all the coming lives. Happiness of all the coming lives one can cause to others. You know, next life, the next life, all the coming lives, happiness. You see, peace one can, offer others. One can cause others to achieve. Numberless of other living beings, you can do that. We see with this human body, you know, that one has said that we have now. And not only that, we can cause others, you see, you can give more important than that, you see, happiness than that is ultimate happiness. Happiness not with that which is not suffering. Pure happiness. total liberation from suffering, from the suffering and causes. Delusion, karma. So, one can cause this ultimate everlasting happiness towards numberless other living beings. You can do this with this human, with this human body, you know, that we have, this human body that we have now. So you see, unbelievable what you can do. Even the first one is unbelievable. Then second one is more unbelievable what this human body, human body that you have, with this human body that you have now, what you can do with that. You know, happiness you can provide to others who are numberless. Even just to one, you know, even just to one person, you know, even to one insect, see, even just one living being, able to cause all the coming future lives happiness, providing that is able to that is unbelievable. Then third, providing them, the ultimate happiness for them, the everlasting happiness for them. Then the most important happiness among the happiness, most the peerless one, the most completed is the full enlightenment, the great liberation. The mind, the state of mind, that which is in the experience, the completed great bliss, that free from not only from gross stains, but even the subtle stains of mind, the negative, even the subtle negative imprints. Free from all this. Now no question how to be able to do this with this human body that we have at this time, that we can provide this to others. How that, there's no question how, say, unimaginable, see. see. It is. So now here, one can see how this human body that we have now, how unbelievable, precious, how unbelievable, precious it is. So therefore, the duration, how long we will have this precious human body, is not long. It's not for a long time. It's not forever, and it's not for long. As there is a Tibetan saying that, so, I don't remember exactly, every day is not New Year. So, that's what I'm saying, but I don't remember. Every day is not New Year. Anyway, so this opportunity, all this incredible opportunity we have with this precious human body is not forever. But we don't have this forever. It's only for a short time. So therefore, we must not waste. Therefore, we must use, utilize in this way, say, use this, say, to practice it, to practice Dharma, to meditate, to develop the mind in path to liberation, to full enlightenment, as much as possible. Therefore, must learn, must utilize this human body to as I mentioned before, how incredible opportunity it gives to learn so fast, so easy, so so must utilize it to learn the path, as much as possible. Must use. How the future lives are going to turn out, each of us individuals' future life is going to turn out. Whether it's going to turn out very suffering one, or whether it's going to turn out enlightening or liberated, liberated one, with so much peace and happiness in the life, in the heart, with so many realizations of the path, spiritual path, benefiting so much, offering deep benefits to others, able to cause so much happiness to others. What kind of future life is going to turn out to each of us, individual being? How the future life is going to turn out is the effect. Is the effect of this life. How we live this life. So future lives are going to turn out. Is it going to turn out how how we quality, how we live our life this time? So if we learn as much as possible this life, and and practice as much as one can, then future lives, all the coming future lives, much, much easier, so much easier, the understanding will be so easy, and have great understanding, and so easy, just, as soon as you hear the teaching, as soon as you hear, your mind get enlightened, to have its realization. You understand exactly the the whole meaning. You see, nothing strange, nothing new. See, immediately you feel home. You have able to understand meaning and have realizations. You see, able to actualize in your heart the path. So easy. You see, in the coming lives. You see, hundred thousand times much easier life next. To have realization, path to enlightenment, and also to be able to offer greater benefit to others. So again, also by that sense, you know, this life has great responsibility. You see, so need to need to live the life with good heart. So it becomes so essential, you know, every day, every hour, you see, of our life, to live with good heart. So essential. On that basis, tend to develop wisdom as much as possible. To always watch the mind. yourself being the father or mother and mind as your child, like taking care of a child, exactly like that. Take care of the mind. One has to guard, you see, one's mind, like that. Exactly how parents take responsible of the child, how they think the child so important, and 24 hours, every minute, they take responsibility of the child, and watch all the time, to make sure child, you know, doesn't get into problems, doing something wrong, eating something wrong, or dangerous, being in dangerous, running towards a dangerous place to fall down, or you see, always guard the parents, always guard the child every minute. You see, watch to protect from the problems. So and always to have comfort and peace and happiness. So exactly like that, one has to. Like prepare the mother, you see, your mind, like you see, say, child, you know, protect, guard, you see, from the disturbing negative emotional thoughts. Which makes it unhappy, you see. Makes it suffer. So protect, you know, the mind from those negative thoughts, such as the dissatisfaction, desire, ignorance, or anger, the jealous mind, so that, you see, you see, this strong self-centered mind, careless of others, no concern of others' suffering, you know, others' needs, so that